put off that. I'm going to let you hear all of what went down at Citizens Bank Park in just a couple of minutes. But we got the guy there who was doing the interrogation of Daryl Morey yesterday. Before I bring him on, this is why Howard Eskin will remain one of the great interviewers this city's ever had. Here's Daryl Morey and Eskin grilling him on the question you want answered.
Can you tell us that Ben Simmons will be a 76er next season?
I love your questions, Howard. I would say...
I love them too, Daryl.
We have a very strong group we believe in.
Blah, blah, blah. There was no real answer there. On the line with us is Howard Eskin. Hi, Howard.
Good morning. There was a long pause. It might have been edited down. There was a long pause after that question because he just didn't know what to do. But his non-answer is really the answer. But why did it take 24 minutes for that question? I'm not a hero. Why did it take? It's the only question that people care about. I don't care about what you're going to get for you, who you're going to get for your bench. I don't care about Tobias Harris. I care about Ben Simmons. It took 24 minutes. I looked at the time on the interview yesterday. It was 24 minutes before I asked the question. If somebody else asked it, I would have bailed out. But
no, it was great that you did. It's ironic. No one wants to ask the tough questions in this town anymore. Howard, give me your interpretation of Daryl Morey's response.
Obviously, he's got a look. Anybody with half a brain, and I think he's got a little bit more than half a brain, knows that Ben Simmons cannot be on this team. The fans, and they don't make the decisions, but they will be outraged if he's still here. The players, and they never say anything publicly, and they kind of let it go, but Joel Embiid's the only guy that said anything. You can't win with him. I've been saying this for years now. You can't win. And Daryl Morey's response of a non-answer to his question clearly indicates that he has to and will look at the possibility to trade him. But here's the problem that I know he's going to have. Forget about everybody says, well, you get Bradley Beal, you get Damian Lillard. Yeah, when you give him a couple of first-round draft picks, you're going to have to trade him just to get rid of the $146 million that they still owe him and to get another player. And you're going to have to find a team that's obviously trying to get rid of a player as well. But the only value you're going to get is because you're going to have to give up a couple of your young players, a couple of first-round draft picks, and get rid of Ben Simmons. But I think he absolutely positively has to make, other than James Harden, which he was lucky with Houston because they were the only team that had cap space, Daryl Morey's never really made any big trades in his career as a general manager.